something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
You see, a home that prays together stays together. Yes, but not only the prayer. I know you pray every morning and you pray every night. And then after praying in the morning, you quarrel and go. You may even quarrel at the prayer. Oh, when are you coming? We want to start praying. The quarrel has started at the prayer altar. Let's pray. As if God is an inanimate computer. Hey, let's pray. Lead us in prayer. Your prayer has become an issue in heaven. No. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Hallelujah. Maybe in your cell group or in your PCF, you did something that was not appreciated. And because of that, you wouldn't go for the meetings anymore. You are so carnal. So carnal. Now you tell everybody. Now you tell everybody why you don't attend anymore. You did something. It was not appreciated. So you won't be there anymore. You are a baby. A spiritual, like Apostle Benga calls them, bomb boy. Spiritual bomb boy. A baby. But you think you are mature. As you complain, you complain. And as others listen to you, other canal people listen to you and they say, All canal. You have to learn to be spiritually minded. Receiving a miracle from God and receiving answers to prayer doesn't make you a mature Christian. Let me explain that. You know, sometimes we pray for people and pray about things concerning ourselves, and then we see miracles, we see things happening, and we mistake all that for our spirituality. How could that be? It doesn't mean we're spiritual. Is it maturity to make requests? Prayer is making requests. And so you receive answers from a great God. You didn't receive the answers because you were spiritually mature. You received the answers because God loved you and loved everyone and was always willing to grant answers. He didn't answer you because of you. He answered you because of Jesus. Don't you understand how God sees us? When he looks at us, he doesn't see us straight. He looks at us through Jesus. So he sees us as he sees Jesus. Hallelujah. I've told you before, if you've been coming to this church, and then someone, if you are asked the question, are you a member of Christ's Mercy? You say, not exactly, but I attend services. Something is wrong with you. No, I've told you already, something is wrong with you. You are just the one that doesn't know what the problem is. But I'm a spiritual doctor, and I can tell you what is wrong with you. It's true. When you have a physical problem, you go to a medical doctor. And by his training and his instruments, he checks your body and he tells you what's wrong. And you believe him, and you pay him for telling you.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
the troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zumi Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Would you turn into your Bibles? Turn into your Bibles. Being spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. Romans chapter number 8. I'm reading to you from verse 3. For what the law could not do. Now, because it is a study of the scripture, I would want to begin from a better position, because verse 3 begins with the word for, which means it is connected to the previous verse, which also begins with the word for. Is that right? So we go to verse 1. Will that be okay? All right, verse 1. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Those that are in Christ, there is no condemnation for them. Hallelujah. Then it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, that means who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Now, you see, we have two major sources of information. The one is the Spirit, the other is the senses. We have information from our spirit, or we have information from our senses. Now, these separate or various informations will go straight to our minds, and then we make decisions. Now, that means the information that we get from our senses, that means from the body, the voice of the body is the senses. Your five senses, they are the voice of the body. So you get information from your senses, and they are recorded in your soul. We're dealing there with the mind, okay? Because the soul is the seat of the mind, the emotions, and the will. In other words, you make decisions in your soul. So whatever information you get from your body, you record in your soul, and you decide to act on that information or not to act on that information. You see, a lot of times you tell people how important their spirit is, but the truth is, your mind is so important. Your soul is so important, because that's what takes you to hell or to heaven. Because that's where you make up your mind. That's where you decide. Now, you also receive information from your spirit, and the information you receive from your spirit will also be recorded in your mind. You can also decide whether or not to follow the information that's coming to your spirit. Now, just because you got some information from your spirit doesn't mean you're going to act on it. You can study the word and say, I don't want it. You can hear the voice of God in your spirit and reject it. It's up to you. You don't always have to act on it. He doesn't force anybody, but it's in your interest to act on what the word of God tells you, what the spirit of God tells you. Hallelujah. Okay, now it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses. Put the word senses there. Go back to that verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are... Now the word condemnation actually means judgment. So he's saying there is therefore now no judgment to those that are in Christ Jesus. No judgment for them. Why? Because they were judged already. When Jesus was judged for them, they were judged already. Hallelujah. Because Jesus died in their place. Now, of course, he died for everybody. You know that. The point is, not everybody has accepted what he did. Okay. There's therefore now no judgment to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. They do not make their decisions on the basis of the senses, but on the basis of the Spirit. They act not according to their senses, but according to the Spirit. Now, just while we're on that, I'd like you to look at chapter number 9, same book. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? All right, I want you to read verse 8 together. One, two, go. How powerful that is. He says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. The children of the flesh are not the children of God. He says, the children of the flesh are not the children of God. So we should not live according to our senses. Hey, come on. I do not accept that God is with me because I feel He is with me. I accept and confess that He is with me because the Word of God says so. It says, Lord, I am with you always. What is always? Always is all the time. But there are people who will act differently whenever they feel that God is with them or that He is not with them. Now, sometimes somebody prays and says, well, I'm not so sure that God heard me. I prayed anyway, but I'm not sure God heard me. Why? Well, I just didn't feel so. What has feeling God to do with it? He said, ask and receive. He said, if we pray in the name of Jesus, the Father hears. He didn't say, if you feel that He hears you, then He hears you. Now, there are people who feel, well, I think that I'm living well. I think I'm living righteously. Why? Well, I just feel I'm close to God. Feeling that you're close to God has nothing to do with it. There's too many people who live according to their feelings. And so their religiosity has gained the better part of them. Sadly, so many people in that class run churches. So many people like that are pastoring. I'm not critical of them. I'm saying they got a problem. And that means those that they're leading are going to have the same problem. Because they walk in the flesh. They walk in the senses. Now look at the Bible again. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Now, Jesus said, when you say something, believe it. And it'll come to pass. Now, He didn't say it'll come to pass if you feel it. He said, if you say it and doubt not, that which you say shall come to pass. But then we say it and then we feel differently and then we confess differently. Then it doesn't happen, and we say, we don't know why it didn't happen. No. He didn't say, if you feel different, change your confession. Come on here. Look at verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, watch the tenses, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't say, shall make me free, but hath already made me free from the law of sin and death. I can preach for whole months on that. That's a powerful subject. I think we have some tapes in that already. I've spoken to you on the law of the Spirit of life. Hallelujah. Okay, now I'm going to verse 3, where I really wanted to begin with. You remember? Okay. It says, for what the law could not do. He's talking about the law of Moses. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Us, who walk not after the flesh. Us, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. He says the righteousness, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. Glory to God. All right, keep coming. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Those who are after the senses, after the flesh, they are concerned with the things of the flesh. But those who mind the things of the Spirit, what are they concerned about? If you are Spirit-minded, you'll be concerned with the things of the Spirit. If you are sensuous, carnal, you'll be concerned about the things of the flesh. You see, it'll even affect your language. Do you want to kill me? Where did you get that from? That's not from the Spirit. That's not from the kingdom. Can you see that? There's a language. You know, sometimes certain things happen to Christians and we wonder, but he was born again. Why did it happen? It happened because, you see, you didn't know what that fellow believed. You saw him praying. You knew he was born again. But you didn't know what his tongue was doing. Your life is a picture of your tongue. Never forget it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.